Our guest on FFA Today Now is Jim Scott, a landscape design and management instructor for Knox County Career Center in Mount Vernon, Ohio. Of course, the FFA chapter advisor there as well. And Jim, thanks for coming on the show today. First off, tell us a little bit about your chapter there in Mount Vernon.
Our chapter is a unique chapter in that we work with students who are juniors and seniors, preparing them to go on to college and into careers in the landscape and turfgrass industry.
Well, how many students do you have within that chapter, and what are some of the projects they work on?
We have currently 25 students who are majoring. They spend about three and a half hours a day with me. And in our program, we do community service projects such as planting trees, and a number of my students are employed in the green industry, working for landscapers and golf courses, and gain that experience so they can go out into the real world and maintain a full-time position.
Well, it's my understanding that you had a chance to really get almost an ultimate experience in terms of landscaping. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, Michael. One of the things that our students are proud to be a part of is to do a community service project on a national basis. And so each year we take students to Arlington National Cemetery, where they partner with around 500 green industry professionals from across the country. And we do landscaping such as irrigation, tree pruning, fertilization, planting new trees and shrubs onto the hallowed grounds of Arlington National Cemetery. We began this program about 7 years ago. The actual initiative is 20 years old, but our school is the only high school in the country that has this opportunity to go down and to serve the 400,000 military men and women and their spouses who are resting at Arlington National Cemetery. And we came about it because we're members of the National Association of Landscape Professionals, which is the national industry for all green industry, whether you're turf grass or you're in landscaping or sports fields. And so we had this opportunity to come forth, and we thought it would be a great way for our students to not only do community service and to pay forward, but it's an opportunity to exhibit their patriotism and their love of their country.
Well, talk about the learning experience that the students get. I mean, how important is it to make sure you instill with those students, regardless of whether they're, you know, the ones you work with or younger students at other chapters, that volunteerism and that pride?
What's really unique about this initiative is that you have to do very little instruction, because when you're there and they see the honor that they have to help remember those soldiers who have served our country throughout the war since the Civil War. And the actual instruction is applying the learning they've learned in the classroom, learning how to fertilize lawns or how to prune trees or install irrigation. So it's really a great application of the skills they're learning every day in the classroom. And this initiative was really a great idea initially, but then the students are now selling it. More and more students want to be a part of it because they are seeing the benefit of our students being involved in this activity.
Well, it's such a great story to tell here, Jim. And as we wrap things up today, is there anything that you would say to others in terms of getting involved in things like this?
Yeah, I think any time you have an opportunity to serve and to help your students gain a broader appreciation of the service component, it's just a tremendous opportunity. And if they're interested in being a part of this renewal or remembrance, they need to take advantage of that. And it's very simply done by becoming a member of the National Association of Landscape Professionals. And I would say on a sidebar, our students had a great opportunity. We met with both of our U.S. senators and had wonderful discussion about agricultural issues, about education issues, and it was a great way to tie the whole philosophy of service at the U.S. Capitol along with what we're doing at Arlington Cemetery.
Well, Jim, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Michael, and have a great day.
Again, Jim Scott, the FFA advisor for the Knox County Career Center in Mount Vernon, Ohio, our guest on FFA Today.
And as Jim's students will tell you, this was more than just another service project. It was also something they felt compelled to do.
I feel it was important because just all the things that these men and women had done for us, and just just to remember them is just an awesome thing because they've given everything for us.
It was important to get involved because those people paid a price, and so I just want to do my part to give it back.
And from all of us here at FFA Today and Rural Radio, we want to give a special thanks to all those veterans who have served our country so proudly.